On this episode, we review Genie, Genie Plus, and Lightning Lane paid attractions. Today is October 22nd, 2021. This is episode 402 of the Main Street Magic Podcast.
Jeremy and Rhonda are more than a little fond of Disney World, so they made this podcast to share it all with you. Reports and resorts, top 10 lists of all sorts, Main Street Magic's bringing it home for you.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Main Street Magic. I am your host, Jeremy Stein, and I am joined by my lovely wife, Rhonda.
Hey, guys.
Make sure you check us out on the web at mainstmagic.com, as well as follow on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at mainstmagic. If you've not done so already, head out to Facebook and search for the Main Street Magic community and ask to join. And if you hit that subscribe button, you're going to get brand new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. But then if you want even more content, which includes in-park, resort, at-home live streams, you get discounts on Main Street Magic merchandise. Tonight we are having our first ever Disney musical watch party where we will all be gathering, I guess, virtually to watch zombies and make a zombie-style drink to go along with it. But you can visit wonderlandcrew.com to learn more, check out our Patreon group, and sign up. And then if you want to check out our wonderful partners and get some discounts on some of your favorite Disney items like Expedition Roasters and Magical Charcuterie, we've got Mouse Dining, all kinds of great partners out there. Go to msmfriends.com. And finally, if you're getting ready to plan that next Disney vacation, maybe a Universal vacation, looking to go on a cruise or travel pretty much else in the anywhere in the world that will allow you to visit, go to msmears.com to learn more about our wonderful travel partner, Melissa Pilgrim, with Ears of Experience. Genie time. we went down. This is I literally have like anxiety over doing this episode because there's just so much.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to disclose right now. We're going to go based off of our experience on Wednesday, the second day that this was around. Some additional information that we've kind of just gathered by watching other people use it. We're going to do our best to explain the ins and outs. We're going to answer some listener questions at the end. We're going to tell you about our day. First, though, I do want to kind of go back over a couple details of this new service, I guess we'll call it, because it is built. If you update My Disney Experience, you are now going to have the Genie option. You have to do that. It is not a separate app. It is built right into My Disney Experience, which is why I'm calling it a service. I keep wanting to call it an app, but it really
is not, because it's right. if you refresh, or what do you call it? You know?
Yeah. You got to update.
Update. That's right. Sorry. If you update, you know, your normal stuff, it's not a new app. It just updates your My Disney Experience. So,
which I think right off the bat can be confusing to people.
Absolutely.
So yeah, go in, update. In fact, the next time you open My Disney Experience, you're going to get prompted to update now or update later. You can go ahead and just update now, honestly, because you're going to want to make yourself familiar with the app and, you know, the new service prior anyway. You're going to want to look through it and all. All right. Let me go ahead and just refresh everybody and explain the difference between Genie, Genie Plus, and Lightning Lane. Genie is now the service that is free for everyone to use.
Right.
This is going to show you all your wait times. This is where you can actually set recommendations for your day as far as your favorite attractions, your favorite dining, and it'll move them to the top of the list, which I love. So when, you know, when Slinky Dog is your favorite attraction and you want to know what the wait time is, you don't have to open the app and scroll, you know, in alphabetical order.
Oh, cool.
It moves it all the way to the top for you, which is cool. Same things with dining. You're looking for mobile order, things like that. Genie will also, in touring plans fashion, make recommendations on which rides you should go to based on wait times. You can go ahead, again, do your mobile ordering through there. You can join wait lists for walk-up restaurants. You can make dining reservations. You can see everything basically to lay out your day through the free Genie service.
Okay.
Genie Plus. Genie Plus is the paid, I'm just going to say fast pass, because people are so used to that terminology.
Correct.
$15 per person.
Plus tax.
Per day. Plus tax. They are going to get you a little bit on that tax. This can be purchased. It's actually going to prompt you in Genie. Say, would you like to go ahead and get Genie Plus for the day? And again, that'll charge each person in your party that's going. This is going to allow you to choose over 40 attractions across all four parks to bypass the standby line. And we'll detail a little bit more of that later. Lightning Lane is the actual line that you're walking through. It is whatever it said Fast Pass, that separate line.
Yep.
It has now been replaced and called Lightning Lane.
Yeah.
Now, the confusion becomes there are also Lightning Lane paid attractions.
Correct.
These are in addition. If you already got Genie Plus, you do not have to buy Genie Plus for the day to purchase these attractions separately.
Oh.
You could do it on your own.
Okay, so you could just have the Genie.
Yep.
And then do Lightning Lane.
And decide, you know what? I'm going to do standby for everything, but I want to pay for Rise of the Resistance. You could pay for just Rise of the Resistance.
Okay.
So these extra paid Lightning Lanes at Magic Kingdom, at Space Mountain, and Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. At Epcot, it is Frozen Ever After and Remy's Ratatouille Adventure. At Hollywood Studios, of course, it is Rise of the Resistance and Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. And at Disney's Animal Kingdom, it is going to be Flight of Passage and Everest.
Okay.
These range on the low end currently, Everest at $7 a person plus tax, up to $15 a person plus tax at Rise of the Resistance.
Okay.
These prices, Disney has said, will potentially fluctuate based on crowd levels, day of the week, time of the year. I think right now the plan is 15 is kind of that top of the line. You know, it is possible in the future, a Tuesday that is, you know, not busy, could be $12 maybe for Rise, but on Saturdays when it's busy, it's 15. You know, we still have to kind of see how that's going to go.
Now, is there any way to ride Rise without buying it?
Standby.
Okay.
So right now, there are two ways to ride almost every single ride. Standby or Lightning Lane. So again, that would have to be Genie Plus or the extra paid for those special ones. The only exception is Remy. Remy only has two options. There is no standby right now. It's either virtual queue,
which
you do not pay for, and you can get it either 7 a.m. or 1 p.m.
Okay.
Or you have the option to buy the paid Lightning Lane.
Okay.
All right. Is everyone confused yet?
I
feel like Charlie Day in that episode of Always Sunny in Philadelphia, which is one of the best memes where he's got the board up and he's tracking everything. Like, it really is confusing.
And it is. And it's so funny because people have asked me and I have no idea. But I'm like, Jeremy knows all and he knows it and does it really well. And honestly, you do. Like, you just, I understand
well,
been,
yeah,
it now.
Yeah, I mean, I've been studying
because
it.
Because of. Well, we experienced it, but because of how you just explained it too. Yeah. So,
you know, and that was honestly, that was kind of a key way to do this because
thanks, you're welcome.
Oh, thank you, honey. You're welcome. No, you say the you're welcome part. No, you know, part of it is obviously I'm glued to social media. I'm glued to all these types of things. I'm reading up on them. I'm watching other, you know, YouTube channels and socials and listening to other podcasts to try and, you know, learn about all of this. You are able to come in from a user standpoint, from a guest standpoint.
Oh, yeah.
And what we experienced Wednesday with not a ton of knowledge on how it works. So that's important because you are going to be the average guest that is showing up. It's not going to be me.
Right.
So a couple more details here. If this wasn't confusing enough already, ahead of time, through the free Genie, you can go ahead and customize each individual day. You have to do it for each day you're there. So just say you're going to Hollywood Studios on a Tuesday. You go in and you say, I would like my recommendations for the day. Here's my favorite rides, attractions, entertainment, dining. Wednesday, you're at Magic Kingdom. You got to do it again. Thursday, you're at, you know, Animal Kingdom. You got to do it again. Much like touring plans. So you go in and you kind of help plan each of your day. If you have a ticket package, you can add Genie Plus ahead of time, but it has to be for every single day of your tickets.
Like the dining plans.
Correct.
Okay.
So if you're there for 5 days, you would have to get Genie Plus for all 5 days if you want to pay for it ahead of time.
Right. But if not, you can just...
You can do it day of. So if you only want to go 3 days, or if you only want to use it 3 days out of your five, then you just wake up that day and you book it. Now, booking for Genie Plus or purchasing can start at 12 a.m. on the day, right?
Right.
but Disney has stated that Genie Plus will never sell out.
Okay.
So you don't, it's not like you have to worry. It's not like virtual queues like where you're like, I got to get up at 12 a.m. You can roll out of bed at 8 a.m., 9 a.m. and purchase it. You can basically purchase it anytime throughout the day. You could get to a park and go, oh, forget this, man. This is busier than I thought. I'm going to purchase it.
Okay, cool. Okay.
When you purchase Genie Plus on that day of, you're able to book your first Lightning Lane attraction at 7 a.m. across the board, regardless of if you're on property or off. And you will book
one attraction, or in Boston.
You will book one attraction.
Okay.
For the paid extra Lightning Lanes, which are those two rides per park, if you are on property, you can start to purchase those at 7 a.m. If you are off property, you cannot purchase them until your park opening, whatever park you're going to.
Okay.
They can sell out.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Rise can sell out. Mm-hmm. And we'll kind of, I'll say it right now. So day one and two, the way that it started was a giant pool of paid Lightning Lanes opened at 7 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And people are snatching them up. And as an off-property guest, you're like, Hollywood Studios opens at 9, and I'm seeing Rise of the Resistance times. All of a sudden, they were like, the first available paid time was going to be 7 p.m. or something. And you're thinking, oh, no.
Right.
At 9 a.m., when everyone could book, they opened a whole new round of Rise.
Oh.
They squashed that yesterday, it appears.
Oh.
So now, because the issue was there was no advantage to the on-property guest at 7 a.m. if they were just going to release more at 9 a.m.
That makes sense. And
so I like that change, to be honest.
I agree.
I want to see more on-property benefits. Now, it does not appear that they've done that for any of the other attractions, paid attractions, but my guess is they could. So it could be that you want to be on property at 7 a.m. buying your paid Lightning Lane.
Right.
For paid Lightning Lane, out of all 8 of those attractions across all 4 parks, you can only buy a max of 2 per day. You could not buy all 8 in Park Hop and do all 8 of the top rides through paid Lightning Lane. You can only do a max of 2.
Huh.
So if you're only going to Hollywood Studios, you could go ahead and buy Rise and Mickey and Minnie's. You're done. But if you're going to Hollywood Studios and then hopping to Epcot like us, you couldn't buy Rise and Mickey and Minnie and then buy Remy or then buy Frozen. You'd have to pick 2 out of those. Okay. Breathe deep, Jeremy. All right. And then I'm probably going to answer a lot more questions as we go through it. One big question is touring plans still necessary or needed? I think 100%. I think these will work in a combination of each other. I'm going to trust touring plans, recommendations for your day, more so than Genie.
Okay.
Only because touring plans is going 100% off of data and what is truly best for the guest. Genie has some ulterior motives.
Of course.
Genie has an option and Disney has an option to move guests more as they please.
Yeah.
Potentially over what might be best for them.
Right.
And touring plans is still going to give you a lot of, again, real time, real world data right at your fingertips. I can see using touring plans for your recommended day, but then of course you might purchase Genie Plus and the extra Lightning Lanes and kind of use them in tandem.
Okay.
All right, let's get into our day.
This will be fun.
Got up at 7 a.m. in at home in St. Augustine, Florida. We were going to drive down for the day. The plan was to go to DHS and then go ahead and hop to Epcot.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to purchase at least 2 paid Lightning Lanes.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to go ahead and, of course, get Genie Plus for both of us and see what we could do with it.
Yep.
My plan was go ahead, let's purchase it when we wake up and let's go ahead and book our first Lightning Lane attraction.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I said, let's go live in Wonderland Crew and show everyone how this is going to work.
Yeah.
Explain the next 3 hours, Rhonda.
Well,
because if I do, smoke will come out of my ears.
Yeah, I can understand. So we went live and we were showing, that we purchased and it was worked fine. It was $31.96.
Purchasing was so easy to do and it prompts you. It's like, you want to buy it? I'm like, yeah, I do. Let's do it.
And our original plan was to make the girls like ride the bus and we were going to try to be there like literally when park opens. But the more I got to thinking about it and the more I kind of feel like I talked Jeremy into, well, why? I mean, we could leave literally by like 8 a.m., be there by 10.
Yeah.
It's only an hour past. And this is the whole point, in my opinion, of having Genie Plus and doing a couple lightning lanes.
Yeah.
Because I don't want a rope drop.
Right.
And I want to be able to maybe sleep in. So with all that being said, that's what we did. And there was a little issue in the morning with like Lacey and forgetting her lunch. But we were still literally leaving and on the road, I think, at like 8:05.
Yeah.
So, but prior to this, when we were live, like I said, the purchasing was great, but we were trying to book.
Yeah, we're trying to book our first Genie Plus Lightning Lane, which is available to everyone.
Okay.
You know, at 7 a.m.
Okay.
And
I knew we were trying to do something.
It just kept saying something went wrong. And I'm like, okay.
So then our listeners that are in the group started saying, well, I don't think you can until... if you're on property or until this time.
Until park opening, right. Which I knew wasn't true.
Right.
But so I'm starting to now second guess myself going, right. Maybe that is true.
Right.
So
then we get on the road, and I always drive when we go. And I'm driving, and we're now getting close to 9 o'clock when park opens. And Jeremy still can't get absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. And he is...
I see the time. It's an error. It's not about getting nothing because nothing was available. It was about not being able to get anything because it wasn't working.
Right.
It, every time. So I would see just say Slinky Dog Dash is available for a, I don't know, 10:25 a.m. return time.
Right.
And then you have your hour window. I would click it. Something went wrong. Okay. So then I'm like, well, you know what? Let me see. I see Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. I can buy it.
Mm-hmm.
Click it. Something went wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And this was constant the entire drive down.
Yes.
Which, again, we've now paid over $30.
Yes.
I'm seeing times like Slinky Dog move into 3 p.m., 4 p.m.
And we were not wanting, right, we were not wanting to stay that long.
So it was definitely a huge level of frustration at this point.
Yes. And then I even checked my account, my bank account, and they already took that $31.
Oh, they quick.
Uh-huh, they're very quick. Jeremy, poor thing, was so frustrated. And I'm trying to like, well, you know, this is good for our listeners. We need to be able to not have a great experience. Yeah. So then we can explain things. And I'm trying to be over here like trying to calm him down. And so
I may have one point said we should just turn around and go home.
Yes, you did. I wasn't sure if you wanted me to say that. And I was like, do you want me
to? That's real life.
So I end up texting my girls. And personally, and I'm like...
Kat and Jossie.
Yes.
None
sorry.
Of children girls.
Yeah.
They can't help at this point.
No.
They're worthless.
But Kat, Jossie, and I have a text, and I texted them, and I said, he's so mad. And I knew... The reason I did that is because you said you texted Jossie. So I was like, all right. And then... We were getting a lot closer, and all of a sudden, like, we all started kind of talking and figuring things out, and by the time we pull in to Hollywood Studios and park, Kat is logged in and was able to buy us, was it?
Mickey and Minnie's.
Yep, Mickey and Minnie's, that's right.
And she booked us Tower of Terror through the Genie Plus Lightning Lane.
Yes. And we were like, well, we were already going, all right, we're going straight to guest services. Yeah. Because again, it's still not working for us. But then Kat was, I mean, she's sitting at her desk, I'm assuming at work,
right.
Like working. Yeah. And she got this for us. So, which we were very grateful and thankful.
Yes.
So we go to guest services immediately. And by the way, we were walking through 10 of 10, maybe.
Yeah, something like that.
Just an hour later. And we went and saw Adelise, and she was absolutely amazing and worked with us and was like, well, I can refund you or you can come to the podiums.
Yeah. Well, let me rewind a teeny bit.
Go ahead. Sorry.
So we went, you know, first of all, there's a guest services out front of the park, and as soon as you enter the park, go past those.
Those lines
are because they're going to have really, really long lines because they're the first ones. So we went to the little blue tent there, kind of outside of the little Star Wars shop down, Hollywood Boulevard. And didn't have to wait too long. Actually struck up a conversation with the family in front of us from Houston. I'm so sorry we did not get their names. But if they are now listening, hello. So nice to meet
y'all.
Yeah, I hope you had a great trip. And they were there. You know, they had purchased Genie Plus and they just wanted to kind of figure some things out. And so I was trying to tell them some things. And then we went with Adelise and, you know, told her, hey, here's this. And as frustrated as I was in the car, certainly not taking a portion of that out on any cast member,
of course,
because they are frustrated as well.
Right.
And so, yeah, just said, hey, you know, here's the issue. And you know, I mean, even jokingly was like, guess what we're here for? You know, she's like, Genie Plus. And I'm like, yeah, how'd you know?
Yeah.
And so we're talking with her and she literally is taking notes for every guest that comes. She, if it's not working properly, she is taking down what phone you have, what OS version of your phone. She's actually is like, can you go to settings? I want to go ahead and get some different IDs and all. And she's taking all these notes so that they can submit tickets to Disney IT. The hard part is Tuesday, opening day, and this week is the first real world usage ever of this. Right? Disney can do all the testing they want in the background to make sure everything's running properly. That means nothing when all of a sudden you have four parks filled with thousands of people all trying to use it.
Right.
So they have to collect this data. They have to have hiccups.
Yeah.
I don't like the fact that guests are having to pay for those hiccups, but Disney is doing a wonderful job and their cast members are doing a wonderful job.
Absolutely.
Managing.
And she absolutely was like, I can refund you. And then we were trying to figure out when we could come back and we were like, well, Kat can get us things. And we were just,
But she said, you can use it today. You will have to come to a guest service person to book it for you every single time.
Because the way the account was doing ours, or mine, I guess I should say, she's like, it's not going to work at all today.
Yeah.
She literally was like, that's it. And I was like, okay. So then that's when we were like, all right, we went to go kind of walk away. Because at this point, she gave us an extra, which was Rock and Roller Coaster, correct?
Yeah, to use any time of the day for Rock and Roller Coaster.
So at this point, we had Minnie and Mickey's, Tower of Terror, and Rock and Roller Coaster.
Yeah.
So we're like, all right, let's go kind of regroup. Let's go ahead and, like, you know, go live again and say what's going on. So we did, and even Kat was like, you know, I'll help all day, you know, whatever we need to do, which thank you, Kat. That was amazing.
Yes.
And then we start kind of realizing that Kat wasn't in my account. She was in hers.
Yeah.
But because we're family and friends, she was able to just add me and not her. So all of a sudden, Jeremy starts really, like, we're in Tower of Terror, like, about to get on the ride, and his brain's working, and he's like, well, let me go into my account, because Jeremy still has a separate account. Mm-hmm. And he goes into his account, boom, just like that, everything works.
No issue whatsoever. Yep. Yeah. And so I'm like, all right, this is working now.
Yep.
And so we're done Tower of Terror. I got it figured out. We actually went back to guest services, talked to Kelly. Adelise had taken a break and we just said, we would just want to update you on what we figured out in case this helps you guys.
Correct.
You know, and you can report this to IT. And Kelly was like, I just had guessed right before you that this same thing was happening. So this is really good to know. Now, Rhonda's account still does not work to this day. And it's something we need to figure out what's up.
We do.
But the rest of the day, I was going to be able to use my account. Now, we in theory missed out on some stuff because there was at one point we could have booked like a 10:30 a.m. rise. We could have bought it.
Yeah.
So we ended up missing out on that. We got the Mickey and Minnie anyway, so it was okay. No big deal.
And Adelise actually, instead of like Kat doing it, and obviously at this point we didn't realize, but she was able to book us the paid Remy's for, what was it, 2:30
p.m.? Yeah, 2:30 to 3:30.
When we were hopping to Epcot.
Yeah, which is I know a question that people have. You can be in one park and purchase your Lightning Lanes for another, and you can even book a Genie Plus Lightning Lane for another park.
This was about 10:53 when she was booking our 2:30 Remy's Ratatouille.
Yep. So here's you know, again, I know this is kind of a lot of info going on, but here's what I want to go through next is I'm going to go through and read through our exact day because I want people to hear some times. We, you know, did Lightning Lane all day. I'll then touch base on a couple more details after that.
Okay.
So we had our anytime rock-in that we were allowed to use when we showed up. I believe that one was around 10:53 that we showed up to rock-in.
Oh, okay.
Posted standby was 50
yes.
minutes. Lightning Lane, which we walked through, we got into the pre-show as a walk-on, basically.
Yes.
And we basically walked all the way through right into the pre-show.
Yep.
We were on the ride by 11:07 a.m.
Yep.
From there, we had an 11:20 Tower of Terror Lightning Lane. We arrived at 11:16.
Mm-hmm.
Much like the old Fast Pass days, there's some buffer.
Yep.
5 minutes prior to your time and 15 minutes after, they will allow you in.
Yes.
Anything outside of that realm is going to be up to the cast member there. If you show up 16 minutes after the end of your time, it's kind of up to the cast member whether they let you through or not.
Yep.
Probably will. If you show up 30, could be a completely different story, right?
Right.
So we arrive at 11:16 and there's a 45-minute standby posted. We walk right into the pre-show. We are on the ride by 11:27 a.m. We had our Mickey and Minnie's paid Lightning Lane for 11:20. And again, these are an hour window. We scanned in at 11:42. Standby was listed at 60 minutes. We were in the pre-show by 11:47 and we were on the ride by 11:55.
Mm-hmm. Sitting with other people.
Yeah, that was confusing. around this time, after we actually, while we were in there at 11:47, we were thinking we got to figure out lunch and we didn't want a mobile order. We wanted to kind of sit down and do something.
Right.
And
I wanted to use Genie.
Yes. Genie.
Whatever.
Yeah, just use Genie to book it.
Right. And I feel bad because I saw Brown Derby Lounge and I just clicked it and I feel bad that I didn't look to see if there was other things like maybe the inside or
anything else. Mama Melrose was available at the time, but it was like 2 p.m. or something. It just wasn't going to, that was the only one that was going to work for us.
Well,
that time
I joined, it was so cool. We're in line at Mickey and Minnie's and I join the wait list for Brown Derby and it was like, it's 35 minutes and you'll be called. And it was really, that was really, really cool. I really enjoyed doing that.
Yeah. The wait list. And, and you know, we went about our business. So one of the things with the Genie Plus Lightning Lane is, you know, as soon as we got off tower, well, actually, as soon as you scan in, right?
Mm-hmm.
Much like FastPass, when you were able to add that additional one, as soon as you scan in, you can book your next Lightning Lane attraction.
Right.
Now, they are double scanning for every single ride.
Yes, they are.
Even we would find out later it's somewhere like Living with the Land, which only has one touch point at the beginning. Mm-hmm. There was a secondary area where a cast member was scanning you a second time.
Yep.
So after that second scan is when you could book your next Lightning Lane.
Right.
Here's another confusing thing. You can book one at a time to start. But then after 2 hours, you can technically book another one. In addition, if your current one is past the 2 hour point, I'll give you a quick example.
Okay.
And that starts at park opening. All right. You wake up at 7 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
You purchase Genie Plus.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just going to use Hollywood Studios as the example. And you book Tower of Terror.
Right.
And you book it and you get a 9:30 return time.
Okay.
Okay. You show up to the park, which opens at 9 a.m. Your 2 hour window starts. You scan in at 9:30 a.m. Mm-hmm. You can then book one more additional one. Okay.
Okay.
So you have one in there. When the 2 hour, then your 2 hour period restarts at 9:30.
Okay.
Here's where stacking comes into play, right? So if you do it that way, which we did, we only booked one at a time all day because it was just constant. There weren't long waits.
Right. Okay.
Let's just say you wake up at 7 a.m., you book Tower of Terror, and you get it for 11:30 p.m.
Okay.
I'm sorry, a.m. You get it for 11:30 a.m., right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
You show up to the park. Maybe you do a standby ride. Maybe you get breakfast. Maybe you had bought Mickey and Minnie's or something. You still have your Tower of Terror at 11:30 a.m. When the park opened at 9, your 2 hour window starts. So at 11 a.m., even though you have a Lightning Lane already selected, you can now book another one and stack it on top.
Okay.
And you can do that as long as the Lightning Lane that you have is 2 hours out. So there is an opportunity to stack.
It gets very, very confusing to me, but okay.
So technically then at 11 a.m., you could book another one. Let's just say you booked Slinky for 3 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you can start to rotate and stack some, but it's going to spread your day out. So just something to
note. Okay.
We didn't stack because honestly, most every time we were booking, our return time was within 30 minutes to an hour. So we didn't have an opportunity to stack in a sense. All right. So by 12:45, we were going to be called for Hollywood Brown Derby Lounge.
Yes.
So it was almost about an hour, quoted at 35, but no
and
big
deal.
And
it said estimated, of course.
Yeah.
Like so.
Yeah. So at this time, after we got off tower, I had already booked Star Tours for 11:55, right?
Yeah.
So we scanned in at 12:04. It was posted at 25 minutes, and we were on the ride by 12:13.
Mm-hmm.
And that was after we had to wait a little bit longer, actually. We would have almost walked right onto the ride, but they would have had to split you and I up.
Oh, yeah.
Like on opposite sides of the ride. And we're like, no, we'll wait for the next one.
Yeah, I wanna
so it's the only reason it took a little longer.
Yeah.
So while we were literally waiting to board at Star Tours, it was 12:10 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm refreshing and I see Slinky Dog show up for 12:55.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, boom, let's grab it.
Yeah.
We had already scanned into Star Tours. We'd already done the double touch point, so I was able to secure an additional one while we're waiting in line still, technically, to get on.
Right.
Refresh throughout the day. If
yeah.
you don't see your time you want, it could still show up because at that point, Slinky Dog was originally showing up at 3 p.m., 4 p.m. I refreshed. I saw this 12:55. I was like, boom, let's grab that thing.
Yes.
So our Slinky Pass was 12:55, which means it's going to end at 1:55.
Right.
We were paying the check right around that time.
Yeah.
And rushed over there and actually scanned in at 2:01 p.m. So you have that 15-minute buffer. We use 6 minutes of it, basically.
Right.
Standby was posted at 60 minutes. We were on the ride 4 minutes later at 2:05.
Yeah.
Okay?
That was cool.
After that, scanned in our double touch point. We're about to step on the ride, and I book for Test Track over at Epcot for 3:30 p.m.
Right.
You can be in one park and book in another.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's going to have to be after your hopper time.
Right, right, right.
But we were at that point anyway.
Yep.
I knew that we had Remy's from 2:30 to 3:30. I thought, let's grab Test Track at 3:30.
Right.
We leave Hollywood Studios at 2:15, and we drive over and arrive at Epcot at 2:30. I went ahead just to kind of test things out because I wanted to see.
Right.
There is no change feature.
Okay.
You can't change a Lightning Lane. You have to cancel it and then book a new one, whether it's for the same ride or a different ride.
Right.
So as we're actually walking in, I canceled Test Track and I grabbed a 2:35 Living with the Land.
Yes.
Even though it was a 5 minute standby.
Yeah.
Just figured, let's check it out.
Well, and we paid for it. So I'd
I know.
Use
so
it.
I kind of feel like just use it, honestly, at that point, if you can. Scanned in at 2:43. Standby was listed at 10 minutes. And then we were on the ride by 2:44. Getting off the ride, I could immediately book a return for Soaring, and we could have walked right over and gone through Lightning Lane. I think it was listed at about a 15 to 20 minute standby,
okay.
But we could have walked right in.
Okay.
But I didn't want to take advantage of, I didn't want to rush to Remy, so I thought, you know what, let's just skip Soaring and let's go ahead and head on over to Remy's.
Okay.
On the way, we did see the Mickey 50th anniversary popcorn bucket,
yay!
Which we had to have in Everett. The cast member was wonderful in helping us.
Yes, he was.
Because it was somebody in front of us having an issue, and it was taking a long time, and he took care of us.
He took care of us, and then he took care of her so we could, like, pay and go.
Yep. Yeah.
So it was very, Everett is very awesome.
He was awesome.
I would love if he was listening. That would be amazing, but we didn't
he was
give
so
him
good.
A card or anything.
All right, so our Remy was at 3:30 p.m., well, I'm sorry. It was going to be from 2:30 to 3:30. Basically,
right.
We arrived at 3:30. We arrived right at the in the, or right close to the end there, right before, because we actually scanned in at 3:21. So we were close. This is either virtual queue or Lightning Lane additional paid only right now, and the virtual queue was winding way outside.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing 45 to 60 minute wait. Most likely.
Maybe longer.
Maybe longer. So we scanned in at 321. You bypass most of the regular queue.
Mm-hmm.
You can kind of see certain areas where Gusteau's is and the outdoor like area.
And that was cool.
It was, but you're going to bypass a lot of the queue. But we were on the ride 5 minutes later by 3:26.
Mm-hmm.
From here, our goal all day was kind of get out by 4 p.m. Hopefully, miss some of that rush hour traffic going home. We wanted to get home, be with the kids.
Right.
You know, we had ordered them pizza and stuff, and so we hit Creation Shop on the way out, and we headed out and felt that we had a pretty good day using this.
Yeah, I agree. A
couple things to note: Epcot was dead. DHS, pretty normal. I thought standby times seemed a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you're talking what 60 for Slinky.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I feel like that could have easily been 90.
Yeah.
So is Lightning Lane causing shorter standby? Data currently shows not by much,
right.
But we don't really have a lot of data. If you go out, follow Touring Plans on Twitter. They are doing some incredible real-time daily testing where they're actually sending two people into the same park. One of them is using Touring Plans. One of them is using Genie.
Oh, wow.
And it's fascinating to see what's going on.
That's
so
awesome.
I highly suggest you go check out Touring Plans if you don't already. So wasn't very busy at Epcot. Most of the return times, you would say, all right, it could have been 2:30 and your return time for Test Track might have been 2:45.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it was a good day for that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. I'm just going real quick. Here's my biggest tip right now.
That's what I said earlier.
Have a fully charged phone.
Have a battery pack.
Have a fully charged portable battery pack.
Yeah.
Have your cable and your extra brick in case you find an outlet. By 1 p.m., my brand new, had gotten the day before, iPhone 13 Pro, which was fully charged when we left the house, was at 13% by 1 p.m.
Because of so much usage.
Now, I was really going crazy at that thing, but still... And you need it. So just Anker, go to Amazon, look up the Anker battery packs.
Mm-hmm.
They're a little bit more clunky and heavy, but they work. They will charge for a long time. They will charge super fast.
I need to look for the case again.
If it really, they do have cases you can add onto mm-hmm. your phone. If it really comes down to it, fuel rods are still available.
We had to do that.
Yeah, they will get the job done.
Yeah.
But I would save yourself a lot of money by just buying one of those Ankers on Amazon ahead of time.
Yeah.
Inside of Genie. Free Genie.
Yeah. I forgot about this.
There are, again, several things that you can do. And I really, really love this interface.
Yeah.
A lot. Genie Plus has some added benefits in addition just to Lightning Lane, like AR Snapchat style camera filters that you
mm-hmm.
can use.
Mm-hmm.
Some which are location based, as I'm sure people have seen. You can get selfies while Cinderella Castle was being built behind you. It will literally AR the castle behind you into it being built. You can get the 25th anniversary birthday cake castle. There's lots. Really, it is much like Snapchat. Like, there's one, it'll turn you into the genie, like the Will Smith-looking genie.
It will?
Yeah, there are. Just, again, think of Snapchat. There's ones with Mickey balloons behind you.
Oh,
there's ones you can actually point in the sky, and it'll show you, like, Disney constellations and stuff. So this is included with Genie Plus. It's their Genie Plus PhotoPass AR from Scott Gustin, our buddy. I read yesterday the lenses are available to then be used at home for 45 days after.
Oh, so we can go in
so
right
we'll,
now and
we'll
use
do
it?
Some. Yeah, we'll have to do some. I was messing with it yesterday a little bit. But some, this is so weird. Some filters use attribute lenses and have special rules where you must be 18 or over.
Why?
Listen,
oh.
Can only be used in the U.S., but not in Illinois, Portland, or Texas.
What?
If you're from one of those states and you're in Florida, it works based on certain state laws.
Oh, my goodness.
But if you go home to Portland, Illinois, or Texas,
our Texas
and
friends.
For the 45 days after Aww. You're trying to use some of these filters, it will not allow you.
Hmm.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow. That is.
Something else to note. As far as Genie Plus goes... Right?
Okay.
Let's just say you have Genie Plus.
Mm-hmm.
You book a Lightning Lane for Tower of Terror.
Mm-hmm.
It's at 4 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Ride goes down at 3:50 p.m.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
If it doesn't come back up within your allotted hour time, that's going to convert to an anytime.
Okay.
For that ride.
Okay.
If it never comes back the rest of the day and you don't get to ride it, you're out of luck. You aren't riding Tower of Terror.
Okay.
Now, if you book Rise of the Resistance, which sometimes goes down, believe it or not. I'm not sure if you've heard that. You pay extra for Rise of the Resistance.
Correct.
At 5 p.m. You have 5 to 6 to ride it, right? At 4:30, it goes down. Let's say it comes back up at 6:30, which is after your allotted time. It will convert to an anytime.
Okay.
If it never comes back up, you will automatically be refunded what you paid for that ride. If it never comes back up the rest of the day.
You don't have to hit anything. It just
automatically is going to refund.
Okay.
Now, if it comes back up at 6:30, but you already had plans to be dining at 6:30 in Epcot, and you're not going to make it back, you have to go to guest services for them to refund you.
Okay.
And the way they're going to refund you is with a Disney gift card.
Okay.
So just something to note.
Okay.
That one is not going to be automatic. And the paid Lightning Lanes, in a sense, they're guaranteeing, but again, based on whether it ever comes back up or it doesn't, is how you get refunded.
Okay.
If a regular Genie Plus Lightning Lane goes down and you don't get to ride it, Disney's basically going to say, I'm sorry, but there's like 40 other attractions you can use this for.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they're most likely not going to refund you because Tower of Terror went down for the day. So something really to note.
Okay.
All right.
That's cool.
We've got some questions from listeners. I specifically said, because there's so much to go over, and again, I feel like I've still missed a ton.
No, like, I think you've done amazing, shaking. Babe.
Wanted listener questions in addition to everything we went through. I'm going to go ahead and just go through them.
Okay.
We may have answered some already, but we can kind of touch base again.
Yeah.
From Jessica, she said, okay, here goes. If I book, say, Slinky Dog for my resort room at 7 a.m. and the time is 3 p.m., then I know I can book another Genie Plus attraction at 11 or 2 hours after park open. But so I have to be in the park or have scanned into the park to book that second one. Mom of teenagers here, so thinking Hollywood Studios could actually be a sleep-in day for them by doing those two Genie Plus attractions, plus purchasing two individual Lightning Lane attractions. You do not have to be in a park to book any Lightning Lane attractions via Genie Plus or extra paid. So if at 7 a.m. she books a 3 p.m. Slinky at 11 a.m., from the comfort of her own room, she can stack that second attraction.
Nice.
So you are all set.
Jessica,
at the same time, at the same time at 7 a.m., you can go ahead and purchase Rise and Mickey and Minnie's for whatever times you want during the day if she's on property. All right, Matthew, do you think, and I love this question so much, this is my favorite one. Do you think Genie Plus is more necessary in certain parks and not others? Yes.
Yes, I started to say, I 100% agree, yes.
For example, if we Wednesday had only gone to Epcot, no need whatsoever to buy Genie Plus.
Right.
It would have been a waste.
Yep.
Crowds were low. Standbys were low. We could have still individually purchased Remy and
without
Frozen.
Being a part of.
Yep. Without having to do Genie Plus if we wanted.
Right.
Or we could have done standby for Frozen. You know.
Right.
Rope dropping is back.
Mm-hmm.
Based on what you do or don't want to spend.
Right.
I think again, we had very low crowds. I believe touring plans had Hollywood Studios on the day we went, October 20th, at a 3. I think it had Epcot at a 1.
Oh, my goodness.
So we could have even probably navigated Hollywood Studios very well had we been there at Rope Drop. You know, we would have gone and Rope Dropped probably maybe Tower, rope, then gone to Rockin', headed over to Slinky Dog, you know, hit some of those. We still could have purchased Rise if we want, or we could have rope drop Rise. You're going to really want to look at how you want to go your day. I think on average, Genie Plus will most likely not be necessary at Animal Kingdom and Epcot. I think for the most part, depending on what you want to do, Magic Kingdom's going to be the best usage of it because there's so much to do there.
Right.
I think normally Hollywood Studios is going to be a pretty good usage of it.
I would think so too. Yeah.
In an Animal Kingdom way, rope drop Flight of Passage.
Yeah.
Go back. Old school.
Mm-hmm.
Rope drop it. Get it done. You're probably going to get off and do a pretty easy standby for Navi.
Mm-hmm.
Everest is a very surprising paid, extra paid to me.
I agree.
$7 is worth it if the line is maybe a little too long for you. But normally standby isn't going to be horrible. Mm-hmm. When single riders and everything are back, you can always do that. I feel like Safari would have been a better business decision for Disney because the whole family can ride it, which means you have to extra pay for the whole family.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, so because you that's true. That's another thing. You can individually get the paid ones for, you know, individually people in your party and all.
That's
Matthew,
good to know as well.
You know, Matthew, I really do think we're going to get back to those scenarios. And as we get back to the parks, you know, during the Genie Plus and Lightning Lane times, we'll make more recommendations. But again, you know, a Magic Kingdom, you may want to get there and immediately rope drop Seven Dwarfs so you don't have to pay extra for it.
Right.
Then maybe work your way around to Small World, Peter Pan, and Standby, Haunted Mansion, come back through Adventure and Frontierland. Mm-hmm. If at that point Space Mountain is on your must-do and it's at a 60-minute wait, you can buy the individual extra Lightning Lane.
Mm-hmm.
And again, keep a look at crowd calendars and what you think. You could get to Magic Kingdom with no Genie Plus. You can make it by noon and go, it's getting busy, I'm going to buy Genie Plus.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the only disadvantage is you're not sure what return times you'll get.
Right.
But chances are you are going to still get some usage out of that.
Okay.
So, yeah, I think it is very dependent on your day, your times, all of that. I know what my issue is. I drink this whole thing of Dunkin', and I'm like shaking from caffeine right now, in addition to trying to get through all this stuff, is what I just realized. All right. Claudette asked, do offsite people have to be in the park to select the individual Lightning Lane or their Genie Plus first attraction? No. You can be anywhere, including Boston. So, but that is a great thing. None of these do you have to be on property or in park for.
Right.
So almost like when you'd book your 60-day fast pass out, you can do it from anywhere you want.
Yep.
So that part is really good. Rachel, our friend Rachel asked, did you notice if the standby lines seem to be longer than they have been since the parks opened back up and Fast Pass Plus wasn't available? Again, not really. I mean, I think they were pretty on point with what they've been mm-hmm. since park reopening. For our day, again, because it was lower crowds, they actually seemed a little bit less.
Yep.
I think time's going to tell over the next week or two, especially as we start to enter November and the Thanksgiving right. and holiday rush
and we
on
were
what that truly looks like.
There in the middle of the week yeah. on a, you know, yeah. hump day Wednesday. Yep. So, you know, I think that also comes into play.
Christina Lova asks, did you have any issues getting yourself Lightning Lane reservations in the morning or throughout the day? As our story will tell you, yes, in the morning until we figured out the issue and then had zero problems yep. once we figured out that issue and I was logged in. It went about as smooth, I think, as it could go. Again, yeah. I really love this interface. I thought it worked flawlessly once we got things going.
Yeah.
All right. Mona asks, my family has APs. My in-laws will be joining us on our next trip and have day tickets. My understanding is that I'll have to buy Genie Plus as separate groups, but when selecting our Genie Plus ride selections, will I be able to do that for all of us as one group? The way I could select fast passes for them previously so that we would all get the same return times. Yes, you will all be linked together as long as your family and friends.
Yep.
You all will show up with mm-hmm. your park reservations and all for that day, so you can book it all as one group, even though you've purchased it technically individually.
Correct.
So yeah, you will be all set. Lisa asks, with the new DAS, how would it work with Genie Plus? So if you have DAS, you don't technically need Genie Plus, but you can use it in addition.
Okay.
Your DAS is going to work much like it used to work, except you now can book those return times in the app.
Yep.
Now, what you could do for the extra 15 is stack return times.
Mm-hmm.
You could show up and say, I would like a return time. And I just keep using Hollywood Studios because that's where we were.
Right.
I would like a DAS return time for Tower of Terror at just say 1 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
You could just do that. And when you're done at 1 p.m., book your next DAS. When you're mm-hmm. done with that one, you're next. And only use DAS if you wanted.
Right.
The only place you cannot currently use DAS is Remy's Ratatouille Adventure. You can use it everywhere else. Okay. All right. But what you could do is say, I'm going to get a DAS return time for 1 p.m. at Tower of Terror, mm-hmm. but I've purchased Genie Plus today, so I'm going to also get a 1:30 return time using Genie Plus to Rock and Roller Coaster. And you know what? I'm going to buy Mickey and Minnie's for 2 p.m. as an extra paid. So you could technically use them all together or independently the way that you want to.
Okay.
So that's how you can use DS. It can stand on its own or you can combine it with Genie Plus, okay, extra paid attractions to really get more out of your day.
Okay.
So that, Lisa, that hopefully answers your question. Jennifer said, which line was more busy for Remy's Ratatouille Adventure, Lightning Lane or Virtual Queue? She actually was going this morning and trying for the Virtual Queue.
And she got it.
She got group five. But I answered the question in our Facebook group for her yesterday. As we mentioned earlier, that virtual queue was long.
Mm-hmm.
But again, here's what you can do if Remy doesn't sell out. It was not selling out the day we were there. Really, the only one I've seen sell out so far is Rise.
Right.
You could try for 7 a.m. if it's Goose Egg. You can try for 1 p.m. If you don't get it then, you could go ahead and buy the Lightning Lane at that point if you wanted. Melissa says, wondering how it works when park hopping. When can you schedule for next park? Do you have to be in the next park to do so? Again, we kind of answered this earlier. You can schedule anytime you want for your next park hopper, as long as the time return time's after 2 p.m.
Correct.
And you don't have to be in that park. 7 a.m. Yeah, technically, I mean, you could. You do not have to be in the park. You could take a break between park hopping, go back to your room, be sitting in your room even and go, oh, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and book something over at my next park at 3 p.m.
Right.
What are your overall thoughts on, and really, our overall thoughts on Genie, we've really shared, but what are your thoughts on Genie Plus and the extra paid? Because, look, nobody wants to pay for these. We understand that.
Right.
Nobody wants to go from free to paid.
Right.
But that's where we are.
Right.
So you got to live with it. You got to choose to live with it.
Right.
You can complain about it all you want. It's not going to change anything.
Nope.
So you have two options.
Right.
You do standby or you buy Genie Plus in the paid attractions. I mean, it's not that much different than if when you had the three free fast passes, if you didn't get anything you wanted.
Right.
You know, you still were going to have to figure out your day.
Mm-hmm.
I do not want to pay $15 a day. We spent $66 extra.
Yes.
I don't want to do that. I don't want to do it every day of our trip.
And that was just us two. We didn't take the kids.
But we have to if we want to accomplish things we want to accomplish in a way that we want to. Now, we aren't going to purchase this a lot.
No.
We don't need to. If there's something we really want to ride, we'll either do standby or we will rope drop it.
Mm-hmm.
We will make our way. You know, again, we're so fortunate to go often enough that we can walk past Tower of Terror and go, 45 minutes? I don't feel like it today.
Yeah.
We'll just rope drop it next trip.
Right.
But we're not the average consumer. We're not the average guest.
Right.
What do you feel? Let's talk a family of four. They're going down Monday through Friday. And let's just say Monday's a travel day. Friday's a travel day. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, they're doing parks. They have a hopper. You know, they want to do all four parks over those days. Do you think this is something they should budget in to their trip for some of these days?
Yeah, I think so. But it depends on, like, you know, when Matthew asked that question, I think it definitely depends on the parks.
Yeah.
Something like that being during the week, if there's no, like, school holiday or vacation, absolutely, I'd say just hold it to maybe two parks, which would be Hollywood Studios and Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
And like you just said, I would rope drop, you know, maybe Animal Kingdom. Sorry. Mm-hmm. I think I was trying to say Epcot and Animal Kingdom at the same time. I don't think you would need to rope drop Epcot.
Yeah, I mean, I would say you would for Frozen Ever After potentially,
but maybe not. And then, you know, just know though that could be your longest wait for the entire week.
Yeah.
You know, and if it's a 60 minute or, you know, 90 minute, and you just want to go ahead and wait, just know that, all right, well, this is it. We're going to settle in for this long, and this will be the longest we wait.
Yeah. You know, and I think a lot, again, depends on how you vacation. If you're okay getting up and rope dropping, it completely changes the scenario. If you've got teenage kids that, and, you know, and your family wants to sleep in a little, you can take advantage of this. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you, if our family's goal was to ride Frozen Ever After, but we didn't want to rope drop, I can see paying for it, you know, and
absolutely.
You know, something.
And that's nice too, that you could pay for that and then not be part of Genie Plus.
For sure. And then maybe you're out $40 for your family of four for the day extra, you know, that's something. Now you could do, you know, and again, you can adjust your vacation and your budget as needed. You know, maybe, maybe you decide that day you're going to spend the 40 for your family of four for Frozen Ever After.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, you decide to pack some extra snacks or eat sandwiches in your room instead of, you know, buying lunch or something. You
right.
know, as I said before, Rhonda and I, when we're there, we will often stop and we will get a double Tito's with water and cranberry. Those are at least $15 each.
Yeah.
For one beverage. Or
Conrider
we could get Genie Plus.
Right.
You know, so again, I'm not saying, yay, I want to pay more money. I never want to pay more money. I don't want to pay more for my annual passes. I don't want to pay more for a resort. Nobody wants to. But I think when you're presented where you have to, this is, I almost hate saying how much I enjoyed it.
Well, yeah. I mean, absolutely. And nobody wants to pay for higher gas,
no.
groceries, yeah. but that's the way the world is. Yeah. And it is a business, like you've said before.
Yeah.
And I mean, let's be honest, they were closed. They lost billions of dollars, I'm sure. So with all that being said, we know it's going to happen. So let's just put a smile on our face and go, yay. Let's like budget here. Well, let's bring some snacks yeah. instead of this, or let's not do this, or let's, you know, let's work a way around this or that, or however it is for your family.
For sure.
And then, yeah, just enjoy it and yeah. just, you know that this is fun. And it was
How
great.
How good did it feel?
It was so
to
awesome.
Scan it again.
Yes.
And just walk onto a ride.
Yeah.
Like it really was.
It was fun.
And here's the thing too. Okay. Disney was going to do this at some point.
Yeah.
COVID gave them an excuse to make some hard decisions and changes. It
yep.
really did.
Yep.
Disney is basically the last theme park to charge for this.
Yeah.
Universal does it. I think Busch Gardens does it. SeaWorld does it. Everybody does this. And this is in no way a comparison to what Universal has in their Express Pass. They're very, very different.
Right.
But I can say we spent $66 for the two of us total
mm-hmm.
to basically ride and do whatever we wanted. And we had a great time.
Yes.
If we had gone to Universal and let's just say we didn't have the Express after 4 p.m. that we have with our annual passes.
Right.
And we decided to individually buy their Express Pass for the day, which you don't have to schedule rides or anything. You just walk on. Mm-hmm. But if we got there unlimited, 100 plus each.
Yep.
Yep. So
and that fluctuates depending.
Yes.
It goes all the way up to two something. Something, maybe almost 250.
Yeah. So again, I know they're not a comparison. They're very different products, but I still think we can talk price points. And Disney's is a very low price point. I hope that it'll stay this way for some time. It obviously is going to go up, you know, in the future. But I really enjoyed it. You don't have to pay.
Correct.
You can choose to go old school. Again, rope drop, figure out standbys, use the touring plans lines mm-hmm. app, honestly, to mm-hmm. let it take you through the day
yep.
and maximize your time. But I'm happy with this product.
Good.
I know the rollout is always going to be a little bit iffy,
mm-hmm.
but once it got rolling, I was very impressed.
Yep.
So can't wait to hear other people's and listeners' usage of it, mm-hmm. your experiences. Please let us know. Again, Main ST Magic on all social handles, the Main Street Magic community on Facebook. This episode is a little late today, but again, we got home on Wednesday. Rhonda worked 12 hours yesterday, so we sat down Friday morning to record. I hope this covered as much as it could cover. As you have additional questions, ask us.
Mm-hmm.
At Scott Gustin, and I apologize, Scott, if people start asking you a bunch of questions about it. You don't even need to ask him. Just go read his timeline,
mm-hmm.
and you will find every answer you need. He is so good and detailed. At Touring Plans, at Lynn Testa are some wonderful accounts to follow, so you can get all the details of anything we missed. And please ask questions. I know this was kind of all over the place, but I hope it answered what you needed. While you're out there following all these wonderful social accounts and hopefully following us, subscribing for new episodes Tuesday and Friday, we'd be so appreciative if you would also leave us a rating and review.
Because it helps our show grow.
And that's all we've got. We'll see you real soon.
Jeremy and Rhonda are more than a little fond of Disney World, so they made this podcast to share it all with you. Reports and resorts, top 10 lists of all sorts. Main Street Magic's bringing it home.